Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I'm the youngest of my siblings, and my husband is the youngest, and now all of our siblings are becoming grandparents. So, you know, we practiced on being parents, watching them do everything we said we would never do. And now those children are becoming parents.
Right.
So apparently we're called I was a great aunt, but apparently now I'm a great aunt with a capital G.
Wow.
Which... You know, when I think of my great aunt, I think of my great aunt Selma, or my, you know, I mean, like these, the great aunts
were like 90.
They're old. Yeah, they're
right.
90.
Yeah. They're old.
Just because you, my sister, has become your grandma doesn't mean I have to be one too.
Oh my goodness. My great aunt Margaret, she used to have problems, respiratory problems. All I remember, great aunt Margaret, hacking up phlegm. All the time.
Like sitting on a couch, not getting up and saying, can you bring me?
No.
That was
yes.
Like, because I was, you know, the youngest, and it's like, Pamela, go get me a drink. You know? I think that's what I'm going to have to be with these.
That's right.
My niece, we did get to meet one of them, and they're all girls, which is, I mean, we have one boy, you know, my grand nephew.
He better
be grand. But I will say, my Uncle Bob was an amazing uncle to me, and my children knew him as Great Uncle Bob. And, you know, we lost him last year, and they had a real relationship with him. So I want to be the great aunt that gives them wisdom and they teach him how to have, like, moxie, and, you know, because I'm a great aunt, and I have things like moxie.
That's a good word for a great aunt, moxie.
Yes.
I like you, kid.
Great
I like
aunt
the cut
moxie.
Of your jib.
Come here, let me tell you what men are really like.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.